Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 25th from 2 Chronicles, the 14th to 16th chapters, to and fro. For 35 years, Asa has ruled Judah tremendously well. The people have prospered. Powerful enemies have been defeated through prayer and steadfastness, not through military might. Notice that Asa's army is 100,000 men less than his father Abijah's. Many from the northern tribes, sick of Jeroboam's brood and envious of the conditions in Judah under Asa, return their allegiance to David's descendants and to the temple in Jerusalem. The chronicler says plainly, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life, and many people embraced him and what he stood for. The affection and tenderness the people had for Asa was on display at his funeral. But we see that in the last 6 years of his reign, something went sour. First came the ongoing rivalry and bloodshed with the house of Israel. Instead of doing what he did earlier in his reign when faced with the Cushite threat and let God take the battle to his enemies, Asa followed his own convenient plan. In order to turn back Israel's advance into Judah's territory, Asa sought the help of the Aramean kingdom, thinking that an alliance similar to what his father had had with the king of Damascus would fit the bill. Buy off his enemy's friend. All it took was to beggar Judah to gain the loyalty of Damascus. Such a deal! The problem is, when you have to buy friends to have friends, you end up pretty lonely when the buying power dries up. Though temporarily the plan worked and Israel had to back off, it wasn't to last long. And when the rebuke of the prophet, Asa's good friend, came, that was too much. Something snapped. Though his heart was devoted to God, Asa's faith withered. Asa seems to have gone to his grave angry with God. Faith is not easy. Mysterious is only half the story. But as Hebrews 10:35 says, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." For a lifetime, for a moment. God knows your heart. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.